The following program is a paid advertisement. The views reflected on this show are not necessarily the views of ESPN 1000.
Chauncey's Great Outdoors is brought to you by Waterworks, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, Paul's Pizza in Westchester, DiamondGhostCharters.com, HookAndHuntTV.com, Midwest Outdoors Magazine, the magazine for the true Midwest sportsman, Wren Lake Area Tourism at VisitWrenLake.com and EnjoyWrenLake.com, BizBait, the soft plastic baits made for the professional bass angler who want to catch more fish. That's BizBait.com. And GTRodAndReel.com, your one stop for all your ice fishing needs and musky fishing needs. That's GTRodAndReel.com. Don't forget, for that true Canadian experience, go to visitsunsetcountry.com. That's visitsunsetcountry.com.
Follow me and find contentment. Follow me to rippling streams. Find a world that embraces free open spaces. Come and follow me.
Hello, everyone. This is Chauncey from Chauncey's Great Outdoors. Come on out and follow me into the great outdoors. Whether it's close to home or across this great country, come on out and follow me. Hey, everybody, welcome to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. This is Chauncey. I hope you're having a great beginning of the month of April. I sure am. I'm kind of excited. I mean, smelt season started, a couple days ago. And yes, there are no smelt at this point, but that's okay. It's still a beautiful day to go out and look at the skyline of Chicago and meet up with friends, families, cousins, and everybody else that you haven't seen in a while. And it's like the rite of spring in Chicago, if you were to ask me. But let's talk about this week's show. First of all, I still would like to say thank you to our new sponsor, sunsetcountry.com. That's right, sunsetcountry.com. That's your one spot for everything Ontario. And instead of just reading about the Ontario experience, you can be part of the Ontario experience. Just go to sunsetcountry.com. On today's program, we're going to have Tim Mondell from the Forest Preserve District of Cook County, like we have every first Saturday of the month, telling us about all the programs that they've got planned for us in the month of April in the Forest Preserve District of Cook County. Then, I'm pretty excited about this. We're going to have our very good friend of our show, and I do mean this, very good friend, elite angler, Bill Lowen. He has been in many Bassmaster Classics, and he won his first elite tournament from Pickwick Lake last week. Bill is truly one of us. I mean, when I say that, I really mean that. He's truly one of us before he fished professionally. He laid flooring and did all kinds of work, hard work like that. And then he also understands the hard work of fishing and how hard you have to fish to win. So he's, like I said, this is a guy you just want to sit and have a soda pop with, wink, okay? He really is just one of your fishing buddies. I really mean that. And then we'll have in the last segment of our program, the Aiden Fishing Report for Western Michigan. We'll also have some outdoor news and more fishing reports from other areas in the Midwest, just to kind of keep you posted on the crappie action in southern Illinois, or you're looking for some walleye up on, you know, the Wolf River or the Wisconsin River below the Dells Dam. We're going to try to have it all for you out there. But you need to remember to tell all of your friends to like us at Facebook/Chauncey's Great Outdoors. That's Facebook/Chauncey's Great Outdoors, or on your smartphone, download the ESPN Chicago app, and that way you can just go to, that's a free app. You go to the ESPN Chicago app, click on that, click on the guy in the lower right corner, kind of looks like me, and boom, you're listening to Chauncey's Great Outdoors with your morning coffee, with your evening, sit down on the big chair or whatever. So I tell you what, kick back, pour yourself a cup of coffee, make yourself a sandwich if you're getting off shift, and let's have a good time on Chauncey's Great Outdoors.
If you fish and hunt in Illinois, you'll love Midwest Outdoors Magazine. Right now, you can get a full year of Midwest Outdoors, 12 issues, for only $14.95. That's a $15 savings off the regular newsstand price. Whatever species you fish, whatever game you hunt, Midwest Outdoors experts will share their time-tested techniques and favorite spots with you. Each month, Midwest Outdoors has dozens and dozens of articles, reports, maps, and proven methods to help you enjoy the outdoors. Illinois residents receive a free state section focusing on fishing and hunting right here in Illinois. Pick up Midwest Outdoors at leading newsstands. Or to save $15 off the annual cover price, subscribe to Midwest Outdoors. You'll get 12 issues for only $14.95. Call now, 1-800-606-3474. That's 1-800-606-FISH. Visa, MasterCard, and American Express are accepted. Or to subscribe online, punch up MidwestOutdoors.com on the web. Midwest Outdoors, helping people like you enjoy the outdoors.
Waterworks at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, your Lund & Lowe superstore, have once again been awarded the prestigious Mercury CSI Award for customer service above all other dealers in the area for the seventh year in a row. Waterworks also has a full showroom of Lund & Lowe fishing boats, along with beautiful pontoon boats, all powered by Mercury outboards and waiting for you to add your boating fun to them. So with boats and pontoons from the factory being delivered, all with Mercury outboards, pick out your boat at waterworks.com or call them at 708-798-9700 and tell them Chauncey said to call. Plan your next Illinois adventure to Wren Lake, where the fun begins. Wren Lake is situated in the heart of scenic southern Illinois and can offer you 19,000 acres of water fun and recreation, all within Interstates 57 and 64. At their website, enjoywrenlake.com, you can learn about Southern Illinois lodging at its finest, restaurants, family activities, bike trails, camping, and some fantastic fishing and hunting, all in one spot at Wren Lake. And it's one of my favorite places to go. So go to enjoywrenlake.com or call them at 314-580-2577. 314-580-2577 and plan your next Illinois adventure that will have you coming back again and again. Illinois, mile after magnificent mile. Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st and Wolf Road in Westchester has everything you love and more. They're new take-home meals from Paul's Market right there in the store where you can bring it home, heat it, and enjoy your choice of baked lasagna, eggplant, baked rigatoni with vodka sauce, sausage and basil sauce, and more. Or you can try one of Paul's new family meals that will feed 4 to 6 people hot, ready for the table, from eggplant parmesan, ricotta gnocchi, chicken parmesan with sides, and a dessert you can't go wrong. And while you're at Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st and Wolf Road in Westchester, pick up a sandwich along with your take-home heat-and-eat meal for that true comfort food feeling. Place an order for pickup or delivery by phone to 708-531-9080 and tell them Chauncey sent you.
When you're fishing for salmon with Diamond Ghost Charters on Lake Michigan, the two words every fisherman loves to yell is, "Fish on!" And Captain Tony of Diamond Ghost Charters will put you on the fish when you're looking to go. A salmon fishing trip with Diamond Ghost Charters is a perfect way to spend a half a day or a full day out fishing with friends, family, or co-workers all on Lake Michigan. So let Diamond Ghost Charters out of Winthrop Harbor hook you up with a chunky summer coho, a trophy fall king, or a lunker lake trout. They're all waiting for you with Diamond Ghost Charters. Don't wait. Call Captain Tony at 847-838-2037. That's 847-838-2037. And get ready to yell, "Fish on!"
GTRodandReel.com is the place all muskie anglers are talking about for the largest selection of all your muskie lure needs. From the top names in glide baits, crankbaits, jointed topwater baits, ratlin baits, diver baits, and more, all shipped to your door. Our best-selling Easy Clip shark wire leaders, along with fluorocarbon and solid wire leaders, can be purchased by going to Easy Clip Leader on eBay for show discounts and free shipping on leaders. Visit sunsetcountry.com and discover a world of possibilities, from fishing, hunting, attractions, events, camping, tournaments, boating, and more. Whether you're staying at a resort for a week
or camping, or just passing through, there are plenty of things to do in Sunset Country. And you can find it all on visitsunsetcountry.com. But the key to planning a perfect trip to Northwest Ontario is to go online to visitsunsetcountry.com and order your free Sunset Country travel guide and fishing map. And not dream about a Canadian trip, but be part of a Canadian trip at visitsunsetcountry.com. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors Radio Network. For more information, contact us at chaunceymedia@aol.com. This segment is brought to you by Waterworks. Waterworks Boat Sales at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700.
You gone fishing.
How do you know?
There's a sign upon your door.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors on ESPN AM 1000 in Chicago.
There's your hoe out in the sun.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. Well, just look at the calendar. What does it say? It's the first Saturday of the month. He doesn't even need to call in because he's been waiting on the phone to talk to us. We have Mr. Tim Mundell from the Forest Preserve District of Cook County.
That's where my gray beard comes from. I wait in anticipation. Thinking about it, getting anxious. I want to tell everybody about what's going on.
Excuse me, your gray beard is coming from three children. That's what it's coming from. Don't give me this.
I can't deny that.
That's right.
Lack of sleep and gray hair is what you're going
to
do.
That's right. So talk to me. What's going on in the forest preserves?
Yeah. No, you kind of mentioned it. You know, as we start to get near the first of the month, I'm going to talk about the upcoming things that have been going on. And that's the weather. You know, it's spring is really blooming, which is a wonderful time. I think a lot of us have been very cabin feverish, and we're really pushing to get outside more and more. So that means hitting the trails, whether you bike, hike, walk, fish, canoe, paddle, camp, name it. The campgrounds are opening. We've had a few open for the last couple of months, but to the limited times. Just make sure you go to the website. I think it's Wednesday through Sundays at 3 of the 5 locations. And they still think they're at 50% capacity. So you have the opportunity to go there, still be separated, practicing that social distancing. But it's also a big time to get out there to talk about trails and do some spring hikes. You see the ephemeral budding. You're going to start seeing some Earth Day programs coming up near the end of the month. Things like that.
Cool. I'm going to age myself. Do you know I was at the very first Earth Day protest in downtown Chicago?
My mom said if I don't have anything nice to say, don't say it at all. That's pretty amazing to say that you were there for that.
Mm-hmm.
Was that at Daly Plaza?
Yes, it was. Yes, it was.
50 years ago, I think 52 years, right?
What else is going on in the forest?
No, that's pretty amazing. Yeah, it's come a long way. You know, it's always nice to have that first movement, and then you're talking about 50-something years later, it becomes a staple. So what they're doing, the Forest Preserve, that is they're kind of doing an Earth Day cleanup, free-for-all. It's going to take place on Thursday, April 22nd, the actual Earth Day, where we're going to be at Labal Woods, which is up in Chicago in the northwest side. You got Jerome Hubert Woods in River Grove, Maple Lake Boating Center, Dan Ryan Woods Visitor Center the next day, and then Bobie in the following day, and a few others. The idea with this is folks can come out on their own. You don't have to register for it. It's more of a drop-in. You can get some litter cleanup gear, we should pickers, bags, gloves. People, of course, are separated on the trail, and they kind of go out there and show their pride for the preserves by cleaning up as much as they possibly can. A lot of this is in the afternoon, gives folks and gives kids a chance to either go to school or go to work and then pop in afterward. And then at Labal Woods, especially, my team, the North Team, is hosting a couple of different hikes separate from the cleanup side. And then actually the 24th, if I remember correctly, there's two or three other bigger celebrations. One's going to be at Sandridge Nature Center. One's going to be at the Skokie Lagoon's Tower Road Boat Launch. So there'll be some nature play. I'm trying to think of some of the other activities we're going to do. But, again, at the end of the day, you're just really going out there to show what you can provide the Forest Reserve and yourself to kind of be part of that actual cleanup and take care of Mother Earth.
Yeah, and it's, you know, we're talking about, you know, help cleaning up your area, your you know, your own yard, your park district, your, you know, Cook County Forest Preserves. But, you know, I challenge people, you know, look at some of the Discovery shows, or, if, you know, you can go on to probably a number of things, Disney Plus, et cetera, that has the National Geographic things, and see some of these programs about how the oceans and other things are just, countries are littered with trash that people just have been throwing out, and it doesn't biodegrade or do this or do that, and it's just, it's hurting everything. And that's just my comment, not Tim's comment. But, you know, this is a challenge for you to take a look at some of these things and think about what you can do wherever you live to make the Earth a little bit better. Okay, back to you, Tim.
No, it's very well said. And that's, you don't have any other thing to go to, but this is it.
Yeah.
So everything that's been tossed that goes out there, I mean, now you're starting to see some, many more items, you know, made from recycled materials or things that they found in the ocean. Mm-hmm. Can't remember that big mechanism that's on the Pacific Ocean that's kind of collecting.
Yeah.
You know, tons and tons of plastic. But, yeah, it's a little scary, but it should also be a big wake-up call that we're part of it.
Yeah.
And so you may as well contribute something good to it.
Exactly.
So these are good, you know.
Exactly.
You know, you also have Arbor Day. Not too many days after that. That's a big deal as well. Think about some of the trees that have been planted and why they're planted. Their purposes, some of the cypresses, sycamores, things like that, that's going on there. But another one I did want to highlight is actually something we've been doing for 10 years, and it started as Happy Canoe Year. I said that correctly. The first of the year, enthusiasts, paddle enthusiasts and conservationists, especially for the riverbanks, have been out, and we usually launched at Willow Road Dam at Skokie Lagoons.
Mm-hmm.
And we would paddle down to Lanay and Morton Grove and take out there. And the whole idea was to celebrate the legacy of Ralph Fries and what he means from the conservation side, from the paddle side, and just really, I guess, going back to what we mentioned with Earth Day, understanding your role. So the last couple of years, the water levels have been pretty high and pretty dangerous, so we haven't been able to actually paddle the dedicated trail. So what we've been doing is launching at Skokie Lagoons, and if the water level's high, then we can skip over some of the dams and go into areas that we're not usually able to do. So this year it will take place on Saturday, April 17th. We're going to launch at the Tower Road Boat Rental. That's one of the locations that the Chicago River Canoe and Kayak, one of our vendors, offers for a fee, of course, canoes, kayaks, a few different things that you can go out and enjoy in the water.
Cool.
And then the other one I wanted to mention, a colleague of mine, Adam Kessel in the South Zone, they're offering spring breakout adventures. So that's going to take place Saturday the 10th. It's coinciding with the Chicago Public School spring break. I think it's at the tail end of it, if I remember correctly. But they'll be down at Bobian Woods at 10 a.m., a host of different activities. There usually is a lot of hikes. There'll probably be a garlic mustard pole and a few other opportunities kind of be out there and celebrate spring.
Nice.
Yeah, I like to think some of the things we do are that way, you know?
Yeah.
We try to mix it up, you know? We don't want to keep things the same all the time. We try to focus on whatever's going on for that month, and that's, again, why we tend to talk about Earth Month and maybe even some of the campgrounds that we can do. You know, we still offer our regular hikes, their fitness hikes. Up at the original Cook County Forest Preserves, Deer Grove West, we're going to lead about a 5.5-mile hike up there on the 11th. There's, you know, fitness hikes down at Brazina Woods, and there's bird walks. There's just a ton of cool things to do.
Mm-hmm. Wow. I mean, hikes, programs, You can visit the nature centers, the outside of them. You can't get inside yet.
Correct.
And, you know, fishing is opened up in the forest preserves. And speaking of fishing, I real quickly want to say, remember, everybody, the trout season doesn't start until April 7th in Cook County, Five Lakes. The rest of the state is April 3rd today, but Cook County, April 7th, which is next Wednesday, this coming Wednesday. Had to get that out there. let's see. We talked about that. Oh, was there another hike program or something I thought I mentioned seeing, or did you mention all the hikes?
I think I mentioned some of them. You know, a lot of them, they're going to have spring wildflower walks.
Yeah.
For those of you who aren't savvy with them, but you see them popping up maybe in the front of your yard, and you don't know if they're a crocus, if they're a daffodil, what they are, go to a few of these different nature centers, and they're typically offering them. Little Red Schoolhouse is offering a spring wildflower walk on the 18th. Crabtree Nature Center is doing one on the 21st. And then there are actually a few of them that are going to be virtual, just for those who are still maybe not totally comfortable getting out there yet. We're still offering virtual programs. You'll see some of them on the website as well.
That's cool. And once again, this time of the year, just, you know, wear your proper shoes, which means either you have your goloshes or you have your hiking boots or you have a pair of gym shoes that you don't really care about.
Absolutely. And some of these rains, too, that we've been getting, they've been, I know the last week or so, it's been a little bit drier, but when it comes down, I mean, that comes down, so it's going to stay there for a little bit.
Yeah, it's
if you do, and you know, another thing too, Chauncey, along this line, if you want to figure out what type of soil that you're walking on, go to the county's website and click on maps. They have a web link that you can download on your phone, a web map.
Yeah.
And then it'll give you all the information. You know, solid lines are paved, the dotted lines are so-and-so, and it kind of gives you an idea, too, to prepare for a type of hike that you're going to be going on.
Cool. Well, I can't wait until the Sagawa Center starts doing their hikes in the canyon later on this year.
A lot of people out there like that.
Yeah. Well, if you haven't done it, as soon as they open up, you'll know about it through Chauncey's Great Outdoors Facebook page, this show, Tim talking about it. But it's just, you need to go see the only waterfall in Cook County, you know, and actually, that might be Northern Illinois if I'm thinking about it. But also just the canyon and everything else. And it's not going on now, but when they do open that up, you need to be there. You need to be there. I like that one.
Well, Tim, Take his word for it.
Well, thank you so much for coming on, Tim.
No, I appreciate it. I love being on this show every month.
That's good. And once again, we'll have you on next month. And if somebody wants to check out the nature center closest to them, or a trail, or a bike path, or whatever the heck it is, there's so many things to do in the Forest Preserve District of Cook County. We are so blessed to have this much open prairie, oak savannas, thick forests, areas that they're burning and reclaiming and doing all this other stuff, literally not far from anybody's home, wherever you live in Cook County, Illinois.
Yes, sir. Yeah, you can visit our website at fpdcc.com. It'll have all the new information, and then our Forest Way newsletter should be coming up probably in the next few days. And if you aren't already part of that, you can have it emailed to you monthly if you click on news, and you can sign up for that newsletter.
Sounds good to me, my friend. We'll talk to you next month.
Take care, sir.
That's Tim Mondel, everybody, Forest Preserve District of Cook County. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors. Waterworks at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, your Lund and Lowe superstore, have once again been awarded the prestigious Mercury CSI Award for customer service above all other dealers in the area for the seventh year in a row. Waterworks also has a full showroom of Lund and Lowe fishing boats, along with beautiful pontoon boats, all powered by Mercury outboards, and waiting for you to add your boating fun to them. So with boats and pontoons from the factory being delivered, all with Mercury outboards,
pick out your boat at waterworks.com or call them at 708-798-9700 and tell them Chauncey said to call.
If you fish and hunt in Illinois, you'll love Midwest Outdoors magazine. Right now, you can get a full year of Midwest Outdoors, 12 issues, for only $14.95. That's a $15 savings off the regular newsstand price. Whatever species you fish, whatever game you hunt, Midwest Outdoors experts will share their time-tested techniques and favorite spots with you. Each month, Midwest Outdoors has dozens and dozens of articles, reports, maps, and proven methods to help you enjoy the outdoors. Illinois residents receive a free state section focusing on fishing and hunting right here in Illinois. Pick up Midwest Outdoors at leading newsstands. Or to save $15 off the annual cover price, subscribe to Midwest Outdoors. You'll get 12 issues for only $14.95. Call now, 1-800-606-3474. That's 1-800-606-FISH. Visa, MasterCard, and American Express are accepted. Or to subscribe online, punch up MidwestOutdoors.com on the web. Midwest Outdoors, helping people like you enjoy the outdoors.
When you're fishing for salmon with Diamond Ghost Charters on Lake Michigan, the two words every fisherman loves to yell is, fish on! And Captain Tony of Diamond Ghost Charters will put you on the fish when you're looking to go. A salmon fishing trip with Diamond Ghost Charters is a perfect way to spend a half a day or a full day out fishing with friends, family, or co-workers all on Lake Michigan. So let Diamond Ghost Charters out of Winthrop Harbor hook you up with a chunky summer coho, a trophy fall king, or a lunker lake trout. They're all waiting for you with Diamond Ghost Charters. Don't wait. Call Captain Tony at 847-838-2037. That's 847-838-2037. And get ready to yell, fish on!
Jim Crowley from HookAndHuntTV.com shows anglers and hunters how, when, and why to be a better angler and hunter. You will enjoy his approach to the outdoors that will help you be a better sportsman. Watch him on HookAndHuntTV.com, online at Pride Outdoor Network, on Roku, and on Fire Stick TV. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors Radio Network. For more information, contact us at chaunceymedia@aol.com. This segment is brought to you by DiamondGhostCharters.com. Go fishing with Captain Tony and get ready to yell, fish on!
Somebody say, hey, we want some crappie!
Hey, we want some crappie!
Let me hear you say, hey, we want some crappie!
Hey, we want some crappie! Hey, it's Captain Jonathan off Deadliest Catch. You're listening to Chauncey's Great Outdoors.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. And on the phone with me, this isn't an honor. This is I can't even express the words. We're talking with Bill Lowen, who is the newest elite winner of the big tournament that they had down in Pickwick. Congratulations, Bill.
Thank you, buddy. It's been truly amazing.
It's more than amazing, and you know, it's not just a congratulations to you. It's a congratulations to the Scream team.
Yeah, that's definitely for sure.
Because, you know, I would have, that's, I said to somebody, I go, what I really, I'm very happy for Bill. I would have loved to heard them that day when you won.
Right. Oh, absolutely. You know, I keep saying that. You know, as bad as I wanted it for myself, I think I wanted it more for them.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Because they go through everything that I go through on the road. And, you know, a lot of people don't know that they travel the country with me. We live out of an RV during the season. The kids are homeschooled. And Jen does a phenomenal job taking care of all that. And, you know what I mean? I don't think I would want it any other way, you know.
Right.
I don't want to get that phone call that says, hey, Dad, when are you coming home?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
So it makes it really all that more special.
Now, Pickwick, a lot of people don't realize that it's kind of it could be an easy lake, it could be a tough lake, or it could be a horrendous lake because there's a tremendous amount of current there.
Yes, that's for sure. Absolutely.
So, I mean, you know, when you looked at this lake and said, how am I going to do this? It changed like in a short period of time, what I was reading on all the weather reports.
You know, it did change a tremendous amount because when practice started, the lake was down about a foot below winter pool, which puts it about 6 or 7 foot low. And then when the tournament started, it was actually 6 or 7 foot high from the flood. But growing up where I grew up on the Ohio River, you know, I mean, I was used to them big water fluctuations like that in the spring and kind of had a general idea what the fish would typically do. And, to me, it was just like being at home, except for at home, I catch 13 inchers and at Lake Pickwick, you catch 4 pounders, you know? So, I just went and fished the way I would fish at home and it, thank God it worked out.
Well, and that's the cool part. And I have to say, you know, I think that's, and I'm not taking anything away from our, you know, friends and our anglers that live out west or south in Bama, Mississippi, Florida, et cetera. But when you come from the Ohio River north, you get a different way of learning to fish.
Right.
and you get thrown, you're not going to just get a couple chapters of the book thrown at you. You're going to get the whole book thrown at you.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And I think that's the interesting thing of changing and manipulating and doing all those things that just winds up making you a better angler overall.
Right. Well, you know, if it does anything for you, it lets you stay focused all day long. You know what I mean? Because you don't get a lot of bites, and you better be ready when you do get a bite. So if it's done anything for me, it's definitely made me a tougher angler and lets me stay focused from start to finish.
Mm-hmm. Now, you were throwing up. I think, like, pig and jig combination a lot, weren't you?
Yes, I was using my signature series flipping jig from Lure Parts Online in a 3/8 of an ounce. Black and blue was the color. And then I was also using a Strike King rodent in a 4-inch size, black and blue and green pumpkin in that one as well when I was flipping up in the reeds. But, that bait gave me some key big bites. But my jig was giving me the number of bites.
But, you know, now those are darker colors. I mean, wouldn't you, you would think if the water's a little bit churned up or dirty because it came up and everything else, the fish wouldn't see them.
You know, it had a little bit of stain to it. It wasn't filthy dirty. There were some areas that I was fishing that he actually had to go to green pumpkin because it was so clean. But for the most part, most of my bites were on black and blue.
Yeah. And then you came in and, you know, you worked all kinds of structure in any place you can find because the one thing people, I think, and you, Bill, you can correct me, largemouth bass don't want to fight current. They want to be, hey, I'm going to hide behind the stump. I'm going to hide behind all these logs. I'm going to hide. Well, let it come down a little bit. Let it, you know, let the current slow down and then I'll go out and chase something.
Yeah, you know, largemouth are kind of that lazy fish, you know what I mean? They're not like that sports car smallmouth, you know what I mean? So anytime that you got a tremendous amount of current, a largemouth is typically going to set up behind something to block that current, you know what I mean? So he can sit there and just wait for something to come to him, and that's exactly what happened this week. You know, they were behind big laydowns and under docks and behind the post and big rocks and things like that. Anywhere they could hide to get out of that current is where they were.
Mm-hmm. Now, you know, so you're out there, you're fishing away. First day you came in what position?
I believe I was in third or fourth
after
the first day.
Yeah. When did, you know, and I'm going to put it probably the best way I can explain it. Sometimes if you're an angler or a hunter or, whether you're duck hunting, deer hunting, every so often the finger of the celestial angels comes down and touches where you're hunting and the clouds separate, the sun comes out and you're like, whoa, and and that's what kind of happened down there at Pickwick.
I think you're exactly right because there were so many things that happened throughout the week that you definitely kind of felt like somebody was watching over you. And I think a lot of times that's what's got to happen.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I always say I'd rather be lucky than good, and I definitely had people looking out for me, watching down on me and making some things happen that maybe might not have happened, but you're exactly right, you know what I mean? Got to have a little help, and I'll take it any way I can get it.
Oh, yeah, like I said, the best ones I can say is, you know, I've been out fishing, and I've gone, oh, God, it's ugly, and all of a sudden it's like, where are the clouds all going?
Right.
What happened? You're looking around like, okay, you know. But when did you think you were like, oh, gosh, this is going to happen. I've got the chance of winning.
I didn't ever get that feeling because I felt like the whole day on the water, even after I caught that big one, that I still needed another 4 pounder to make it happen. You know what I mean? I felt like I needed 20 pounds, and I felt like I had about 18, 19 at the most going up there. You know what I mean? So I really never had that feeling until I got to the dock. And there was two things that happened. One was my family come walking down the dock, and I could tell they'd been bawling their eyes out. You know what I mean? So I'm like, this must be so close if they've been crying all day. You know what I mean?
Oh, gosh.
And then my practice partner, Matt Heron, said that he was going to leave that morning from the campground, and he was only about 2 hours from home. He said, if you got a chance to win, I'll be back. And sure enough, there he was. So I'm like, okay. Now there's two signs that say you might have a chance. You know what I mean? So at that point, I really started getting nervous, thinking, man, it's going to be so close. So, yeah, that was about the time when I felt that we might have a shot at taking the win.
Right. And one of the things, everyone we're talking with Bill Lowen, elite angler, and he's a phenomenal fisherman. Just, I mean, like, you have no concept when I say that. He's such a good fisherman. But he's one of us. He is. I'm not taking any disrespect to you, but you're one of us common guys. People can relate to you. People understand you. You know, and you've been in the Bassmaster Classics many times. You've, you know, been in all the elites for years. But you're somebody that so many of the anglers that are watching television, reading stuff, can relate to you. They know you're the common guy fisherman. That's how they feel.
Right,
they feel close.
You know, and I hear that from so many people. And it's funny that you say that because, I mean, that's the way I feel. I just feel like I'm just another one of the guys. You know what I mean? I get up and put my pants on the same way you do every morning.
Yeah.
And you know what I mean? I come from hard work to get to where I'm at. You know what I mean? I was a flooring installer before I did this full time, so I know what it's like to bust your butt and pay the bills to keep the lights on. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I never take that for granted. You know what I mean? I know there's a million people waiting in line to take my spot, and you know what I mean? There's no reason for, I mean, I guess at the end of the day, I treat people the way I want to be treated.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And why should you not? You know what I'm saying? Just because you have the status of a professional angler doesn't make you any better than anybody else.
No.
And I see that in a lot of sports where guys get big heads or egos, and that's disgusting.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, at the end of the day, buddy, we're all the same person.
Oh, yeah.
I don't care. I don't care what title you have.
Yeah. Well, I said to someone once, I said, you know, Bill is the kind of guy I want to go fishing with all day. And then on the way home, he's going to look to me and go, hey, you want to stop for a soda pop? Wink, wink.
Right.
And I'm going to go, yeah, let's stop for a soda pop. Wink, wink. And
right.
And just and enjoy it. Now, I don't know who took the photo, whether it was Sago or Overstreet. But when they announced it and you could see, I mean, I was crying looking at the photo because you could see the joy in your face. And I have not seen that. I have not seen that in many of the guys that have won. In the last while,
right.
I was like, wow, look at that. He better blow that up to the size of the wall.
Right. I think if I've taken anything away from this is that sounds to me like I've made the whole bass fishing community cry.
Yeah.
So I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing.
I think it's a great thing. And so, like I said, I just, you know, for everything you've done, the winning the elites, giving you all the points towards Angler of the Year, et cetera, how that works, I'm still get confused. And, you know, things like that. But, I mean, I said, I have to get Bill on the show because I know people ask me about what he really is. And I've just talked about you. That's how I tell these people what you're really like. And it's so much fun to be part of you and that your wife and children, you know who I am and accept me, you know, to hang around them when, you know, I see them and stuff like that. It's just it's a marvelous feeling. And I just wanted to say congratulations to you, the Scream Team. That's what the family is called, because when they say his name on stage, ladies and gentlemen, you can hear it in the next county. And you probably heard it across the state when they said your name when you won.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they did.
Oh, God. The next tournament coming up is which one?
The Sabine River.
Sabine River. And you're getting yourself ready for that?
Sabine River in Orange, Texas.
Yeah, now you're getting yourself ready for that one?
Yeah, we're actually going to be heading over that way probably Friday morning.
Friday morning? Cool, cool. Well, Bill, thank you so much for coming on.
Well, buddy, I appreciate it as always. And once again, thanks for having me on.
Oh, yes. Thank you so much. And it's going to be a good time. And hopefully we could do this again with another grader win at the Elite. Oh, I don't know if the family could handle.
That would be great.
I think you could handle two wins. I'm not sure about the family, but.
Oh, yeah, I could. Yep.
All right, Bill, thank you so much. You're listening.
All right, buddy, you have a great day.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey. We know the outdoors. Waterworks at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, your Lund and Lowe superstore, have once again been awarded the prestigious Mercury CSI Award for customer service above all other dealers in the area for the seventh year in a row. Waterworks also has a full showroom of Lund and Lowe fishing boats, along with beautiful pontoon boats, all powered by Mercury outboards, and waiting for you to add your boating fun to them. So with boats and pontoons from the factory being delivered, all with Mercury outboards, pick out your boat at waterworks.com or call them at 708-798-9700 and tell them Chauncey said to call. Plan your next Illinois adventure to Wren Lake, where the fun begins. Wren Lake is situated in the heart of scenic southern Illinois and can offer you 19,000 acres of water fun and recreation, all within Interstates 57 and 64. At their website, enjoywrenlake.com, you can learn about Southern Illinois lodging at its finest, restaurants, family activities, bike trails, camping, and some fantastic fishing and hunting, all in one spot at Wren Lake. And it's one of my favorite places to go. So go to enjoywrenlake.com or call them at 314-580-2577. 314-580-2577 and plan your next Illinois adventure that will have you coming back again and again. Illinois, mile after magnificent mile. Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st and Wolf Road in Westchester has everything you love and more. Their new take-home meals from Paul's Market right there in the store, where you can bring it home, heat it, and enjoy your choice of baked lasagna, eggplant, baked rigatoni with vodka sauce, sausage and basil sauce, and more. Or you can try one of Paul's new family meals that will feed 4 to 6 people, hot, ready for the table, from eggplant parmesan, ricotta gnocchi, chicken parmesan with sides, and a dessert you can't go wrong. And while you're at Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st and Wolf Road in Westchester, pick up a sandwich along with your take-home heat-and-eat meal for that true comfort food feeling. Place an order for pickup or delivery by phone to 708-531-9080 and tell them Chauncey sent you. Jim Crowley from HookAndHuntTV.com shows anglers and hunters how, when, and why to be a better angler and hunter. You will enjoy his approach to the outdoors that will help you be a better sportsman. Watch him on HookAndHuntTV.com, online at Pride Outdoor Network, on Roku, and on Fire Stick TV. What's the biggest biz in fishing lures that all the pros know? It's BizBaits. BizBaits are soft plastic lures that are individually handcrafted and scented with their special Jack'em juice that just jacks the bass to strike. BizBaits are made for bass fishermen by bass anglers, not someone sitting behind a desk. So go to BizBaits.com and order the best soft plastic baits on the market for yourself or as a gift for maybe your fishing buddy. Get them at BizBaits.com, my favorite soft plastic bait. When you're fishing for salmon with Diamond Ghost Charters on Lake Michigan, the two words every fisherman loves to yell is, "Fish on!" And Captain Tony of Diamond Ghost Charters will put you on the fish when you're looking to go. A salmon fishing trip with Diamond Ghost Charters is a perfect way to spend a half a day or a full day out fishing with friends, family, or co-workers all on Lake Michigan. So let Diamond Ghost Charters out of Winthrop Harbor hook you up with a chunky summer coho, a trophy fall king, or a lunker lake trout. They're all waiting for you with Diamond Ghost Charters. Don't wait. Call Captain Tony at 847-838-2037. That's 847-838-2037. And get ready to yell, "Fish on!"
GTRodandReel.com is the place all muskie anglers are talking about for the largest selection of all your muskie lure needs. From the top names in glide baits, crankbaits, jointed topwater baits, ratlin baits, diver baits, and more, all shipped to your door. Our best-selling Easy Clip shark wire leaders, along with fluorocarbon and solid wire leaders, can be purchased by going to Easy Clip Leader on eBay for show discounts and free shipping on leaders. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors Radio Network. For more information, contact us at chaunceymedia@aol.com. Chauncey's Great Outdoors is brought to you by Waterworks, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, Paul's Pizza in Westchester, DiamondGhostCharters.com, HookAndHuntTV.com, Midwest Outdoors Magazine, the magazine for the true Midwest sportsman, Wren Lake Area Tourism at VisitWrenLake.com and EnjoyWrenLake.com, BizBait, the soft plastic baits made for the professional bass angler who want to catch more fish. That's bizbait.com. And GTRodandReel.com, your one stop for all your ice fishing needs and musky fishing needs. That's GTRodandReel.com. Don't forget, for that true Canadian experience, go to visitsunsetcountry.com. That's visitsunsetcountry.com. Segment is brought to you by Waterworks. Waterworks Boat Sales at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700.
Now take down your fishing pole and meet me at the fishing hole. We may not get a bite all day, but don't you rush away. What a great place.
I'm listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoor on ESPN Radio AM 1000 in Chicago.
Whether it's hot, whether it's cool, oh, what a spot.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. I hope you've had enjoyed today's show with Tim Mondel and Bill Lowen. I mean, as I said at the beginning of the show, he is just like one of us. I love Bill Lowen. He is a neat guy. Well, let's get into some outdoor news, and then let's also talk about some fishing reports, and of course, the Aiden fishing reports, so nobody will send me hate mail, okay? Okay, first of all, let's go over the Illinois Department of Natural Resources today announced the launch of a new program. It's called Cicada. Nothing to do with the dang bug. But it's called the Conservation Inclusive Construction and Development Archive. It's a website and an online resource which aims to engage the public and private sectors in habitat protection, restoration, biodiversity, conservation through, you know, actions by yourself or your group or whatever. And the site can be viewed at cicada-idnr.org. Let me repeat that. It's cicada-idnr.org. And it serves as a one-stop shopping for all kinds of residential and private land ownership information, questions, and different things like that. I kind of like that idea. Gets a lot of information out there. Also, we're going to be coming up in the next couple of weeks with Wisconsin having their inland trout season kicking off, which is going to be a really cool program, as well as turkey hunting. And if you have a permit for Wisconsin turkey, you may want to check their THARP program. It's where they've got almost 40,000 acres of private land that you can hunt on if you have a turkey permit for that state. So you may want to check on the Wisconsin DNR website if you're a turkey hunter looking for a place to go hunting. And in Illinois, Southern Illinois started last week, and next week we start, no, I'm sorry, week and a half, we start Illinois on April 12th, Northern Illinois, for their turkey season. I'll be out there chasing them, don't worry. Now let's go to the most popular thing on Chauncey's Great Outdoors, the Aiden Fishing Report. Once again, just opened this up on the computer, didn't read it before, you hear it coming out of me. Grandpa, we did something really cool. We took a ride to Croton Dam on Muskegon River and watched the DNR guys shock walleye to get the eggs, and it was really cool. And when the guys came in, they explained everything what they were doing, how to get the walleye eggs. It was really interesting. But we have to get one of those shock things for our boat so we can get a lot of fish that way. Aiden, we can't have a shocker on a boat. I imagine he saw a lot of fish floating when he saw that. He goes, we then stopped by the White River by Whitehall and saw a bunch of steelhead and anglers trying to catch them. One guy said there were steelhead all the way up to Hesperia Dam and a lot of anglers throughout the White River area. Dad will take me up there next week and we can find some steelhead. Roger's dad went to the St. Joe River and caught some nice steelhead fishing below Berrien Springs Dam. And he said that the fish are good size, but that's all he caught. Didn't find anything else there. Allison's dad told me that he was on the Grand River by the 6th Street Dam using spawn bags and orange beads and caught some steelhead, but everything else was slow and there were no other trout or perch that he caught. We've got to get one of those shock things. He's back on the shock program. We have to get one of those shock things. It was so cool to see how many fish they were able to catch. Then my dad said that it's not a legal way to catch fish. Bummer. Maybe I'll try it sometime with those guys if they'll let me. Love your favorite fishing grandson, Aiden. Talk to you next week, Papa. This report was sponsored by our friends at Waterworks Marine, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills. Definitely go to check them out at Waterworks Marine, 798-9700. That's 708-798-9700. Tell them you heard their name on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. Okay, the Rites of Spring are opening up. Actually, they opened up a couple days ago. April 1st in Chicago is the opening day of smelt season. However, there's usually not any smelt anymore. But it's still fun to go out with your friends, family, and just enjoy it. You may not put any nets in until 7 p.m. You must be out of the parks by 1 a.m. No open fires, no closed tents, no parking on the grass or sidewalks. You have to put the colds away in proper trash receptacles. You can't just pile them by a tree. You have to put them in the garbage cans that are marked for charcoal. That's because you don't want to kill the trees. Powerline anglers have returned to the lakefront when the weather is better, and the lake needs to clear up a little bit and settle down for fishing to improve. Some boaters are doing okay, but they're picking their days because of wind and waves on Lake Michigan. If you're a powerline angler or looking for gear, Henry's at 3130 South Canal Street in Chicago has all the gear that you need for powerline fishing, as well as small Cleos and other spoons if you're going to cast from shore. They also have the parking passes for the lakefront and the park district that you can purchase, because there's a couple of spots that you're able in DuSable and Burnham Harbor where anglers can park their boat. Two Hot Dog Joey said that he went out on his boat before the last high winds and did very well in 10 feet of water, but then the winds kicked up and he had to back off. Northwest Indiana, Tyree Williams told me that weather and clearing water is what he needs in order to catch more fish. They worked from Hammond to Gary Light using crankbaits, Rapalas, and silver spoons in the top 12 feet. Cook County Forest Preserves. Today is opening day of trout season across Illinois for the put-and-take inland trout. However, Cook County Forest Preserves are going to open their lakes on April 7th. Not today, April 7th. Able to keep five of those fish that you catch, 16 and older, you need a fishing license and a stamp and all the proper information. If you've got some kids that you're going out, make sure you have the stamp and let them catch the fish and have fun. On other ponds and lakes, anglers are casting some golden roaches and big minnows and getting a few more bass close to shore. Crappie action is active on the windblown side of the lakes where warmer water is piling up. Tampier and Bussy Lake action has been pretty decent for crappies on minnows and white jigs. Wren Lake, sponsored by our friends at Wren Lake Area Tourism, and enjoy wrenlake.com.
Crappie fishing is good. That's what Jason says. Crappie fishing is good. That's Jason Johns. He's just off the Route 154 bridge that cuts the lake almost in half. They're also catching fish off the rocks in South Markham, as well as the breakwater in North Markham. All other fishing is only fair. So go to enjoyrenlake.com to enjoy and plan your next trip to a little bit of heaven at exit 77. Enjoyrenlake.com. Braidwood. Boaters, when you're able to get out because of the high winds, took bass, stripers, yes, stripers, and catfish. And the shore anglers did pretty good on bluegill, catfish, and a few bass here and there. LaSalle Lake, bass were better earlier in the day and then kind of die off at midday. But midday, the blue cats get better, so sounds like a good day to me. Heideke Lake open on April 1st, but only a couple of boaters are out there. Hopefully this weekend we'll see some more people coming out and work in that area. Wolf River, Wisconsin, my buddy Derek said walleye are moving and being caught in many areas. Some are spawned out, some are not spawned out. So you're going to have to, you know, work it and check it all out. Shelbyville, down a little bit, you know, a little south of central Illinois. Crappie action is reported as good to very good on minnows, red and white jigs, tipped with a minnow, or even untipped, just with a plastic tail. And they're doing quite well in that area, too. Wisconsin River, plenty of small walleye were being caught below the dam, as we mentioned, and size really needs to improve, but the anglers said they had a lot of fun catching those fish there. That's a great program. Aiden gave us our report on the Muskegon River, which was a lot of fun. I would have loved to have been out there with him. But, you know, remember to tell all of your friends to go to Facebook/ Chauncey's Great Outdoors if they want to get our fishing reports, if they're looking for other news and information about what's going on in the great outdoors throughout the Midwest and across the country. We give that to everybody that's out there. Well, you know, it's coming to that time of the show because I can hear the flute playing. So that means we must end for another week and get ready to enjoy the great outdoors. I'd like to leave you with a Native American proverb, and this one comes from the traditional circle of elders, and it fits very well with the time of the year being spring and things are growing and, you know, etc. But it's a very simple one. We must all become caretakers of the earth. We must all become caretakers of the earth. Actually, I think that fits in perfectly with Earth Day here in the month of April, and all the Earth Day programs with park districts, forest preserves, conservation throughout the United States and beyond. We all must become caretakers of this earth. How very true. Please remember, we don't own the woods, the rain, the storm, or the fish we catch. We really borrow it all from our children's children. We'll see you next week, right here on Chauncey's Great Outdoors.